MDCT spokesperson Douglas Monzora told Studio 7 that his party's standing committee has agreed that the MDCT will no longer allow itself to be sucked into the sanctions debate prior to the July 31 national elections, which the opposition party lost to ZANU-PF by a wide margin. Party leader Morgan Tsvangirai was using his position in government as prime minister to campaign for the lifting of the restrictive measures imposed on Mr. Mugabe and some senior ZANU-PF officials in 2002 for alleged vote rigging and human rights violations.
Our position as the MDC is that there are no sanctions against Zimbabwe as a country, but there are targeted sanctions on individuals in ZANU-PF imposed by certain countries because of the certain behavior of those individuals, including rigging elections, subverting the will of the people, a horrible human rights record. So the position of the MDC is that it is not party to this sanctions debate. What is party to the people who are party to the sanctions debate are the countries who imposed them, together with the individuals against whom these sanctions were imposed.
Monzora said the fact that Mr. Mugabe and his inner circle remain on the sanctions list does not mean that ordinary Zimbabweans are under sanctions. He encouraged President Mugabe to stop attacking Western countries that imposed sanctions on his leadership and instead use persuasive language to allow Zimbabwe to re-engage with the West. Monzora said the campaign for the lifting of sanctions has nothing to do with the MDCT, noting that this is a bilateral issue that should be dealt with at government level.
We were never part of them, and we were not part of the people who imposed them. Those who imposed them know why they imposed them and whether they are being effective or not. As the MDC, we never called for them. We are not Britain, we are not America, we are Zimbabwean people. Our view is that the issues around the sanctions have to be addressed. The issue of the human rights record, the practices, the malpractices in elections, these things have to be attended to. But in our view, ZANU-PF has been hiding behind sanctions, firstly to enrich its officials under the guise of sanction busting. A lot of opaqueness surrounds the diamond trade, for example, and a lot of corruption, we now know, surrounds that trade. There is consensus among the leading Western countries that the Zimbabwean election was stolen. If elections are stolen and there is agreement that they were stolen.
But ZANU-PF national spokesperson Rugare Gumbo said the behavior of the MDCT is not expected of a party that has been in government.
Well, it's amazing that MDC would take such a stance. In the first place, sanctions affect everyone, every Zimbabwean. And we expect that every Zimbabwean would campaign against the sanction that has been imposed on Zimbabwe. Second, it is irresponsible for a party which was in the inclusive government to shake its responsibility and they say it is now the responsibility of ZANU-PF to cooperate against sanctions. It's nonsense. We are all in this thing, and the party, they should be talking about removal of sanctions. If the AU is SADC and talk about removal of sanctions, why can't the Zimbabwean talk about removal of sanctions? It only shows that they are unpatriotic.
Gumbo said the sanctions should be unconditionally lifted to allow Zimbabwe to trade with countries that impose those restrictive measures, saying they are hurting ordinary Zimbabweans. He disputed the West's allegations that his party rigged elections, adding that ZANU-PF fought for human rights in the liberation struggle of the 1970s.
We have been involved in this thing for a long time. We had discussions about this thing, accusations about this thing during the constitution making process. We went into the referendum, they were mouthing those things. We went into the election campaign, they continued to talk about that. But the reality of the matter is that Zimbabwe is better governed than any of the African countries. You go everywhere, wherever you go, everyone will tell you that you people are amazing. You are some of the rare commodities in terms of living. It's because we try the best that we can to meet the needs of the people. So this mantra of ZANU-PF, there's no human rights, there's this, that, it's all nonsense. There is really nothing of that nature. There's nothing to hold on. They've failed to convince the people of Zimbabwe that they are the better party which can run the country. They failed in terms of producing any manifesto which has any relevance to the welfare of the Zimbabwean people. So let's not waste time talking about that. If they don't want to support the anti-sanction campaign, it's the endeavor. We'll do it ourselves as we've done in the past.
At a meeting that he held Tuesday with Andreas Liden, the Swedish ambassador to Zimbabwe, President Mugabe urged the West to be sincere with re-engagement talks and remove the restrictive measures imposed on him and some top officials of his party. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.